Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you looking at, the man? Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Paid for by the following.
It's me or you, and something's gotta go! It takes from me, or that is pure, a lesson I have learned. That's your chance to turn and walk on bridges that you burn. Too much shit, can't get ahead, something's gotta go! I don't know, friend or foe, something's gotta go!
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's Friday night.
It is Friday night, isn't it?
You know what that means.
Another live edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
That's right. Randy M. Radio is what we are.
And also part of the Shining Wizards Network.
That's right. You're getting good at this, buddy.
You know.
Oh, it took you a year.
Only a year.
You're good to
change.
Go.
Yeah, just a little bit of change on top of the year.
I am your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I'm joined by...
Choppy.
And like Choppy said, we're live. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
I have my favorite mongoloid in the room, Mr. Mongo.
Your favorite mongoloid?
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. He knows I'm just joking. And then we also have our favorite Staten Island girl, Shaylin from the Shaolin.
Yeah.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I'm a dick. I'm not just a pain in the ass, Mean Gene.
Yo, he didn't call you a dick.
I'm also a dick, so. Anyways,
has been you. Yeah?
Oh, man. Can Westchester go fuck itself in the ass?
Holy shit! You went to Westchester?
That's it and shit!
That's it!
Oh my goodness gracious.
Anybody who's local, anybody who hasn't seen the video doesn't get the joke that we're doing right now.
Yeah, I know. So you gotta see that video online. I forgot the name of the girl.
Marisa,
there you go.
Yeah. He's got his own podcast. Got her own podcast now. Speaking of him and her, I had to do mandatory LGBT training.
Are you fucking serious?
Dude, they made all the hospital bathrooms gender.
Oh, you didn't know about those yet?
Oh, no, like it's official now in the hospital.
Go to the Intercontinental Hotel in the city.
Yeah.
And not the championship, but the hotel in the city.
Not the championship.
And there's gender neutral bathrooms for all the employees now. So if I want to like whip out my Johnson and all of a sudden there's a woman taking a piss, it's okay.
I had this conversation with the wife last night. And without getting too political, I feel like there's too much emphasis on the entire thing. I feel like if you want to get a sex change, or if you want to dress like a certain gender, if you want to be bi, you want to be gay, you want to be straight, love is love. You know what I'm saying? Like, love is love. I'm not going to judge. No one. It's a judge-free zone here at Turnbuckle Throwbacks, you know? We joke around tongue-in-cheek, but that's just where it stops there. There's never a... You know, you love who you want to love. You be who you want to be. It's part of life. If you ain't bothering nobody, you're paying taxes. You're a fucking model citizen. There should be no problem with you wanting to use the ladies' bathroom if you were used to be a man. You know what I'm saying? But this country, though, is not as nice as we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, this country still recognizes racism, still recognizes gender identity, still recognizes prejudice. Like, there's so many things that go on in this country that are just astounding to me.
Yeah.
That we'll save for another day because we have so much to do tonight. But I had to take this mandatory class online. I mean, it was only like 20 minutes. It really didn't matter, but... Like, there was a quiz and everything. Like, you know, there was, like, they show videos. Like, one guy was like, well, they were actors. One guy was like, well, when I went to tell the nurse that I, you know, I want to see my husband, the nurse rolled her eyes at me and mumbled, oh, another one? And that was the video. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is...
It's legit.
It is, yeah. People don't... It's no joke.
Yeah.
So, I had to do all that. And, it was not really eye-opening because, again, man... Like, I don't see that shit because I've worked on an ambulance for 20 years.
We're in New York, man. We are used to seeing
that. Yeah, that too. But, like, you know, when I was on the ambulance full time, I treated everybody. I had to, you know, and I've seen transvestites and drag queens and I've been in the middle of a lesbian fist fight domestic dispute. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure you've seen a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, so, like, I've broken up fights. I've saved a lot of fights, you know? Point being... this is the sad world that we live in now, and no bueno, you know. So that was the highlight of my week. I did have Monday off because I took off after Mania.
God bless you, because I was fucking tired as fuck.
Yeah. So next year, you know better.
So speaking of the LGBT community, you know who needs a sensitivity course in that? You ever heard of the 434? I guess wrestling news. Group.
I've heard of those guys, yeah.
Okay, these guys, they like to report everything without even doing their due diligence, right?
Right,
So, you remember how Finn Balor came out to WrestleMania in the LGBT colors? Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of, you know, LGBT community people behind him. So, there was a picture posted on their Instagram, and some asshole says, and I quote, "Thanks, WWE. We wanted the demon, and instead we got a bunch of homos."
No shit.
I swear, I shit you not.
On their social media?
On their Instagram.
Sorry, guys. I just got my dinner. I'm eating dinner while we're doing the show.
When I saw this, I was like, and then I tagged Nick German on it, who likes to, he follows them, but he doesn't like support them sometimes. And I saw that, and I did like that, you know, that face to the palm, palm to the face deal.
Yeah, of course.
And he was just like, thank God I don't follow these motherfuckers anymore. I couldn't believe it. We didn't get the demon, so we got a bunch of homos. That's terrible, dude. I was really, really offended.
So it proves my point, just the fucking world that we live in.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know. And I was telling this to Wifey about, and we brought up, yesterday, we brought up Finn Balor at dinner. And I was like, now it's becoming entertainment mainstream, where now WWE feels like they have to implement... You know, that thing, that aspect of the awareness in now their product doesn't help that fucking the night before fucking Kid Rock is Mr. fucking Republican. He wants to, you know, body slam Democrats in his Hall of Fame speech. So he went from doing that to doing like the bleeding heart liberal LGBT thing. It's like they're like bipolar. Correct. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't get it.
I agree. I mean, like, let's also keep in mind that, you know, Vince McMahon is a hardcore Republican. And I believe, you know, Joey Numbers from Wrestling Soup said that, I was reading something he put on Facebook pretty much saying that, yeah, anything that you buy for any of that LGBT attire that you buy from Finn Balor, it does get donated to the LGBT.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
However... Keep in mind that, you know, he is working for a company that doesn't believe in gay rights, you know? Because if you think about it, Vince McMahon is a Republican, so is Linda McMahon.
Linda worked for Trump.
Exactly.
Well, I think she still does.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, there you go. It's kind of like, you're right, it's kind of bipolar somewhat in that in that company, so we also got to keep that in mind, you know?
Yeah. It's hard, man. Like, it's hard to...
You can't please everyone.
I got a bunch of t-shirts in the mail from them today. I was telling Choppy.
Yeah.
It's all right. And I was like, and I'm not a bleeding heart liberal at all. I'm actually an independent. But I'm like, I'm giving them money, although they're clearance items.
It doesn't matter.
Still giving them money. I give money every month, you know? I feel like if you're a good human being, like if you have a good moral fiber, you know, then I think a lot of this stuff is not shocking to you, but you know, almost like my wife's like, well, you're blind to it because you know you're not part of you're not part of the problem. You're the solution because you don't see any of the hate. You know, you don't recognize it. You don't believe in it. And I'm like, you're right. But I feel like there's way too much emphasis on it where there shouldn't be. And then I realized maybe she's right because the rest of the fucking country is blind and prejudiced and awful towards these people. Hence what you just said about the 434. So, you know what? It's a rough situation, man. It's a rough deal, especially if you have to live it. It's the same thing with the Black Lives Matter thing. Like, it's the same thing. Like, any kind of movement that puts forth awareness, like, you don't have a fucking, if you don't have a moral fiber to you, like, you just think these people are a joke. You know, they're not. Can you shut that door? Because I think Junior's on.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. I don't want Mikey bleeding in here. Unless he wants to come in and have something to say. But anyway, yeah, a lot of emotion since Mania with all this between Mania and the training and that I had to do at work and then work sucked, you know, and I was like, it all right. We want to get the elephant in the room. We'll do Mania right off the bat. Now, you know, if you were here, which you guys weren't, only our buddy Lou was here and Mega Powers was here. Choppy had a meltdown. Choppy had a meltdown. Choppy was ready for bed at 9:30. I prepared myself for a long night. I purposely ordered dinner late. We had a lot of food. We had a lot of fun. Everybody had good laughs. Everybody good time. You know, you had your family here all day. We were just bugging out. We had lunch. The baby took several naps. That's why he was here so long. And, like, it was a good night, you know? I expected this to be worse than what it was. I didn't say it was good. I said it was... And when I called into the rant when you guys left, I said this... I don't know if you heard the post-show.
No.
I said it was the tale of two shows. You know, it was... The first half was good. Moved along... progressively, very fun to watch, and then right after the Rousey fight, the entire fucking thing fell apart. Let's go quickly over the card real quick.
Yeah.
Woken Matt Hardy, you called this, won the 5th annual Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I was happy with it.
Yeah. Cedric Alexander, my man Cedric.
I was happy with the win, too. I mean, he deserved it.
Beat Mustafa Ali in the finals of the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yep.
Naomi won the Women's Battle Royal.
I was kind of confused about this one.
I was confused, too. However, I will say that there were some girls in there that shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah, dude, the Indian broad from NXT, she was horrible.
That's Kali's girl, right?
She's horrible.
Right?
Terrible.
I felt bad for her.
I was like, what is this Jamook doing in the ring?
Yeah. Seth Rollins won the IC title.
That was a good match.
He beat The Miz and Finn Balor. And it was cool that that the IC belt is coming back in the mainstream better stories. It's not just swapping guys every couple of months. Like, and, you know, I'm glad that, like we mentioned on Mania show, that the Hall of Fame guys were given the IC title props.
Yep.
Miz grew on me, man. I mean, I love Seth Rollins. You know how I feel about Finn Balor. I love Finn Balor. But the Miz has impressed me the last couple of years, man.
Miz is probably one of the best heels. I said the best heel in the company just because he just knows how to, like, make people boo his ass. And his matches have been very good. I mean, he's not the most athletically gifted guy, but he knows when to, you know, use psychology to make the match good. And he is a good worker. He's very good.
Yeah.
I really hope he does end up going either to SmackDown, hopefully going to SmackDown and going for the WWE title.
I agree. In the first upset of the night, Charlotte Flair beat Asuka. Now, I thought her entrance was fucking fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, it was cool.
Charlotte Flair's
entrance. It reminded me of Starrcade 83.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. They even played the original Flair music, and
yep,
they brought it down like Caligula style. It was pretty dope. And I say this, and I say upset, not because Charlotte's bad, but because we all thought Asuka was going to continue the streak, and she didn't.
The match was fantastic. I love the match. The match was good. It was the ending. The wrong person won. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. You put all this hype behind Asuka, undefeated, never lost the NXT Women's Championship, never got pinned. Even in the mixed match challenge, she never got pinned. And then all of a sudden, you go to this Mania match where you're like, man, Asuka's going to win this. She's won the Women's Royal Rumble. You would think the first Women's Royal Rumble, the first winner would win the title.
Yeah.
No. They're just like, no, we're not only going to make her lose, we're going to make her tap out. What? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that was choppy meltdown number one.
Oh my fucking God. I lost my fucking mind when I saw it. I was like, what? Bullshit. Next match.
Jinder Mahal won the U.S. title from Bobby Roode and Randy Orton.
I think I called this one.
You called this one too?
The Jinder Mahal. That was actually not bad, the match.
Not bad match. This is another title. Depending on the shakeup now, because they're doing the superstar. What are they called? The superstar shakeup?
Yeah, the
draft. I guess. Yeah. So depending on where these guys end up next week, it could be interesting.
Could be.
Everybody had a good match. Rusev was crazy over.
Oh, dude,
crazy over.
The travesty was happening to him the last couple of days.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
My favorite match of the night. Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey beating Triple H and Stephanie.
And I hope you fuckers can leave Ronda Rousey alone now because she impressed everyone out there in the wrestling community.
She's going to be in MSG in July.
Oh,
thinking about making the trip.
It might be good.
Yeah, so you might want to join me on that.
Oh yeah,
July 7th. We're going to be getting tickets, I think.
Oh okay. Shaylin just asked me, do you think Asuka's streak ran its course? It would have ran its course if she had, like, maybe lost the title and the streak to someone who was ready for it. Like, for example, on SmackDown, they made Charlotte lose the title to Carmella. She cashed in the Money in the Bank.
Oh yeah, next on SmackDown.
And it would have been better, in my opinion, if the Iconic duo attacked Asuka instead with the title. Then Carmella comes in, knocks her the fuck out with that briefcase, pins her, and then you got Carmella, who's won the title, beaten the streak, and it looks like the biggest fucking heel in the company.
So that is to set up Shaw to go back to Raw?
It does.
And go against Nia Jax, maybe?
Yeah.
I kind of figured that, too. But this was a great match, man. Guys, leave Ronda Rousey alone.
Ronda impressed the fuck out of me in this match. She's very good.
She is everything they wanted her to be. And you just give her time, and she'll be seasoned.
Now, I didn't see Raw. I only saw clips.
Yeah, so did I.
Stephanie and her interaction with Stephanie, it was almost like Mr. McMahon, Stone Cold-ish.
Correct.
I'm digging it. I'm really digging it.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm digging it.
Dude, she's a star.
And Stephanie McMahon, I hope she gets hers in every form it
and you know what? Stephanie's going to take one for the team. I've been telling you this for weeks.
She's going to take a lot for the team.
I've been telling you this for weeks.
Can't wait.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of Ronda Rousey. I want her to fucking run the women's division at one point. It's going to be dope. The Bludgeon Brothers won the SmackDown tag straps.
We called this. What would you think?
I think you said this a couple of weeks ago, how you feel like this is going to be the if anything outside of NXT has a good tag team division, it's going to be SmackDown.
Absolutely.
And the Usos, you said, have been the best tag team in the last decade with them.
I think they're going to go to Raw. The Usos?
I have no problem with that.
I think they're going to go to Raw, dude.
And they're going to run shit. This was the nail in the coffin, and I mean this. With the not because of the Undertaker, but this was the nail in the coffin. You know, the whole thing with Cena being in the crowd, and then him running to the back, and then him coming back out, and then Taker, like, there was no fucking need for it. There was no need for it. Forget about Taker fighting. We didn't want him to fight anyway. Stupid. Like, it just made no sense.
You basically squashed your face of the company for the last 12 or 13 years, for what? And then you made him look like a joke in the audience. He had the same fucking beer in his hand throughout the whole show to simulate that he was drinking, and he didn't do anything. And then you make him run to the back, change clothes, come out, and then it's like, oh, there's the Undertaker. And that's another thing. Why didn't the Undertaker come out as the American Badass? John Cena hinted at it.
Yeah, it makes no sense on several levels, and now they're going to keep Taker on the payroll for this big thing on the 27th. We're not going to be here, so it's like the card's bigger than Mania. Every belt's going to be defended. He's fighting in a casket match against Rusev. It was supposed to be against John Cena.
Yeah,
and John Cena's fighting Triple H. Supposed to be somebody else, and Rusev got. And now Undertaker's fighting Jericho in a coffin match, which makes no fucking sense.
Just because of what he said. Like,
right, so I'm done with it. Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon beating Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I like the fact they have to fight for their jobs too, which is pretty cool on Raw.
And then Kurt Angle saying in the comment, "Well, you know TNA's hiring."
Yeah, and everybody fell apart. Like, oh my god, guys,
TNA's out of business for a long time.
For a very long time. So, and it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
People need to get over themselves. It was pretty fucking
Everyone
funny.
Lost their minds. Oh my god, he mentioned T.
Oh my god, yeah, guys, get over yourselves.
Oh my god.
Yeah, go back in mom's basement. She's gonna make that rice pudding for you.
Drink that.
It's gonna be okay, guys.
Fucking weirdos.
It's gonna be okay. Nia Jax beats Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title.
We called it.
Good for her.
I mean, she deserves it. I just didn't like the fact that she starts on Raw. She was like, oh, this is for all the people that have been bullied all their life and blah. Sweetheart, you're 100 pounds bigger than her.
Yeah.
You're more than... And you, if I'm not mistaken, you debuted as this big-ass bully on Raw and on NXT, so...
Yeah, dude. I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. Like, stop. Let her have it. It's time. It's time, you know? If you're talking about adding more belts to the women's division, you talk about tag teams, shit like that, if you're doing that, you have to start hot-footing that belt, or, you know.
Have you noticed that they're also debuting a lot more women combinations?
Yes.
Iconic duo. You got the Riot Squad. You got Absolution.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women tag teams that are coming up, man. I'm telling you, those tag team belts are coming for the women.
Yeah. And you know why they're doing that? So they can make stars.
Yep. Mongo says she's not like most girls.
No, she's thick and she's got a pretty face. And she can get it.
There you go.
Now, the second major upset for me of the night was this is terrible. This was supposed to be the match of the night for me. I told you this was going to be the rematch from 2014, New Japan.
It was so bad.
This match was so bad, and on top of that, so they make Styles put Styles over Nakamura, right? The match was so bad, like. AJ's been putting on clinics for months and months and months and months and months. Nakamura has done nothing since he's fucking been here. It's depressing. And he's probably one of the best wrestlers on the planet. So now you would think, great, let's get Nakamura over, give him the belt, and now let's finally give him a fucking story. Let him play with it. Not only do they have Styles beat him, but then they make Nakamura do this heel turn, which, for me... It was just mind-boggling. So now while I'm processing this, on the other side of the room, my partner jumps up and screams, "Oh, it's 0-2 for the Japanese tonight." And we all had a nice laugh, but, you know.
That was supposed to be a historical, money-making event, time.
Yeah.
Think about this. The first Japanese wrestler to be a WWE champion. It had never been done.
Yeah.
That was the moment right there. And at WrestleMania. Now, if I remember, the tagline they used to use, the showcase of the immortals, right?
Correct. We used it.
It's the showcase of the immortals. This is the event that men become gods. They become superstars. And for Nakamura, who is probably one of the greatest wrestlers alive today, to have a shitty match with AJ Styles, to not even get the title, and then you gave him a heel turn? I was okay with the heel turn. To me, it would have been awesome if he had beaten Styles like with a low blow. Because if they had done something where, you know, Nakamura just couldn't beat Styles and then he just got desperate, hit him with a low blow when the ref wasn't looking, and then to Kinshasa, and then pin him for the belt, I would have been okay with it. But you had him lose clean, then you do the heel turn, you make him look like an asshole, man. It's not even making building him up.
We're getting some messages here on the social media.
On the Facci Libre?
Yeah. No. I'm on my text. We're getting listeners. Mr. X says it's great old school booking, Choppy. Flair had that. Charlotte. And then he said best match of the night was Rondo's, perfectly booked, which I agree with. Tony Z from Shining Wizards, who got Eric Bischoff to sing happy birthday to him this week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. But Tony's birthday is not till I know his birthday is. I didn't see it. I thought it was. Maybe they did it early because they're not going to have a show.
Yeah.
He said Cena was doing Undertaker a favor to help him out, to help him go out strong at Mania. Cena was being a dick and Undertaker shut him up. Maybe that's it. That's what they were going with, but it was still fucking terrible.
It was horrible. And the whole point, doing the camera shots in the audience. Stop. Can't.
Yeah, Mr. Straight Lay, Straight Face with his fucking, with his 3 ounces of beer.
Mr. Gay Face?
No.
Oh, sorry. There goes my sensitivity training.
Okay, speaking of sensitivity training, I was beyond pissed when Braun Strowman pulled out this kid out of the crowd and won the tag team championship from Cesaro and Sheamus. The first thing I said to you was, this takes all the credibility away from Sheamus and Cesaro. That's number one.
Yeah,
because they got beat by Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. Two, nothing against the kid. The kid had nothing to do with it. But, like, you do this on Raw. You do this on SmackDown. You do this on a regular pay-per-view.
Not WrestleMania!
Now, my only reasoning, my only solution that I have in my brain is that this kid was one of those Make-A-Wish kids.
No.
He's not?
You know who he is? He is the son of a referee, John Cone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw it online. He's the son of a referee. They figured, let's just... They figured it would be cute and funny to have this little storyline on Monday Night Raw where he's like, Braun is like, oh, we have a scheduling conflict. He has the fourth grade, so we're going to have to relinquish the titles. I'm like, what was the point of that? What was the point? Why not use Elias, who got his ass handed to... Well, what did Elias do? He got his ass beat by Cena, didn't he, in WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Why didn't you use Elias as his tag team partner? Why didn't you use...
They should do this at Fastlane.
What?
Like, you want to do something cute, don't use WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is the showcase, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so now you relinquish the belts.
And now what are you going to do with the belts?
Tournament.
Oh, they're doing that tournament? Yeah, that's right.
They're going to have to.
That's how much I give a shit about Raw right now.
It'd be perfect for the Usos.
Are the Usos aren't even in this tournament?
I don't know, but if they come to Raw...
That's a shakeup right there.
Yes, they come to Raw...
Listen.
If they come to Raw, listen. I know. I understand what you're saying.
I'm done.
I'm trying to be
optimistic.
We're doing good cop, bad cop here. Both of us can't be fucking. I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. I hate as much as you do. I've been processing this all week. I've been trying to at least give a reason to half the stuff that went down. Okay. And as a reward, you know what the network gave me today? a digital copy of the program, of the WrestleMania program.
Ooh, wow. 7 hours of shit. Thanks. Thanks a lot, WWE.
No, program. Oh. You buy it at the matches.
Oh, great. Who cares?
The one that AA sent me last year, the nice one, but now I got a digital copy of this year's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my thanks for the network.
It's pretty much, hey, they might as well have given you a fucking middle finger.
That was another thing. How many times do we have to hear that WrestleMania is free if you get the network?
You know why they were giving it for free? Because it was garbage!
Yeah.
That's why they were like, yeah, get it for free, because it's fucking garbage! They knew it was garbage!
Yeah. I know. I understand.
Dude, I am so aggravated with that fucking pay-per-view.
Well, listen. I only paid $10 for it, okay? We had a good time.
We had fun. It was family,
plenty of
friends.
Food, family. This is family now. I look forward to being with you and Dave and everybody else who's involved. I try to invite everybody every year, but half the people don't show up, so it's only a few of us that show up. I'm happy Lou came through. That was fun. Mikey's dad was here. Yeah. He's a big wrestling fan. So we all hung out. Everybody brought food. You guys, I mean, it was so good. And I'm glad it's like a weekend now. It's like a Super Bowl. Like, it's the lead up. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You had all the pay-per-views, ROH. You had NXT. You had the Hall of Fame. Our boys showed up on Evolve.
Oh, yeah. The
for the NXT.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. It was like, everything was the planets aligned, man. It's a good time. Next year, even bigger. It's back here. Like, we're getting calls already. We're getting like a parent. We're getting calls. Where are you going to be? What are we doing? Some of our friends from the UK are coming over to watch it, to be with us. It's going to be a big deal. So we're going to make, from now on, we're making WrestleMania a big deal. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Rant, Shining Wizards Network, we make WrestleMania now. Not WWE. We make it bigger than what it is. It's the same thing when you go to somebody's house for the Super Bowl. You don't give a fuck who's playing, but you're with the players, yeah. You know? So we're going to make it better. I like taking positives out of the negatives, like the Ronda Rousey thing, the Nia Jax thing, the Charlotte Oscar thing, outside of the ending. There were a couple of things that I really, really enjoyed. Daniel Bryan being back in the ring, that makes me really happy. Like, there was a lot of stuff that made me happy, and then there was a lot of stuff that made me sad.
You know Daniel Bryan's just going to get traded to Raw.
It's fine. I have no problem with that.
You know that.
He's full-time. He's back in the fall, baby. And it makes sense because he goes back to Raw. They make Paige the GM who retired. They make her the GM of SmackDown. Give her something to do. Here's something, and I don't want to, like, for you Paige fans out there, I'm sorry to break this to you. I was never a fan of her anyway, but y'all made it sound like she was this significant figure when they made it seem like she had all these accomplishments and she really didn't do much. She's a good performer. She comes from a family of wrestlers. I get it. She ain't that good, dude. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really a big Paige fan, but I did kind of root for her a little bit just because I wanted to see what she was going to be.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but like they people are making it sound like she was the next thing, the next best thing since sliced bread.
A lot of people were also saying that she was the start of the women's revolution. I kind of disagree with that.
I disagree with that, too.
I actually think that AJ, in my opinion, it's kind of like started the ball rolling with it because she was trying to make that butterfly title mean more than what it really was. She was trying.
That's fine.
And then eventually, you know, she.
But like, dude,
she was okay.
She was at best average.
She was average. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, but the thing is that she was having incredible matches with people that were making her look good. Like she was having incredible matches with Emma, who's a fantastic wrestler. And she was having incredible matches with like Sasha Banks.
I'm gonna disagree. I don't think her matches were like over the top. I think they were good. Like they put her on. This is what I hate about fucking sports entertainment. They put people on pedestals when they retire or die, and they weren't that good when they were alive or active.
It's like what you're saying right now. If she really was that good, she would have been in a much higher position than what they were putting her in.
Oh, not only that, like she's been injured for 2 years. all the stuff that happened on the outside.
Del Rio.
Del Rio.
The porn video.
Taking loads on the belt. You want to talk about the butterfly belt? The butterfly belt seeing more action than fucking... Then you know, then half my fan, you know, half my crew at one point, you know.
It was,
yeah, dude. She's, you know, and again, I don't want to judge, but like, this is not the person that you want to put on a pedestal. Like, you know, you're in the public eye and you're taking loads to the face and loads to the belt, and you know, you going on drunk tirades with your pathetic boyfriend who can't hold the job. Like, yeah, this. And you're only not even 25 years old. I mean, you're suspect. You're so young and naive, but like...
She looks terrible.
She gained weight.
She, like, her face looks terrible.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking drunk soccer hooligan.
You know what it is? You know what she looks like? She has, like, that Cro-Magnon head now.
Yeah.
She looks like a cavewoman at one point. It was just like... God forgive me, but she was a good-looking woman at one point, and then it's just... I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree, dude. I did see the Andre the Giant documentary.
I did too.
And?
I fucking loved it.
Brilliant, right?
I want a physical copy of this thing in my collection.
Yeah, I don't know if HBO is going to put it out.
They have to.
They should.
Because I think WWE should do something where they're like, guys, put this out on DVD. I mean, come on.
My favorite part of it was... the stories with Tim White and Hogan.
Yes, me too.
Like, I knew he had a relationship with Vince. I knew that. I knew his reputation in the ring because we heard about it for so long. But to hear Hogan talk about how scared he was of him,
oh,
and
yeah,
to hear Tim White like describe some of the stuff, the Mania story was so good. Like, that really happened. Can you just imagine that day? Just be Hulk Hogan that day. Biggest match of your life, of your career.
And you don't even know if he's going to lay down for you, bro.
Biggest match of your career. You're 4 years into your run at this point. You're the biggest thing since sliced bread. You're selling fucking lunchboxes and action figures. You are the man, right? The guy who was your predecessor now wants to pass the torch to you. And doesn't fucking tell you until minutes before it happens.
Exactly.
I think it was fantastic.
Jillian wants to know, will we be interested in interviewing Andre the Giant's daughter? I mean, if she's up for it. I mean, if you could make that happen, Jillian, that'd be great.
I don't know. I don't know if... I think she's too young to have any insight. I mean, she might have some... she barely saw him, according to the video. She was barely in the video.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
She had a couple of words to say.
Yeah, but like, see, I would...
I don't know if it was too positive about it. It was really more like she didn't get to see him a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, Andre had a bad life, you know? And then on top of that, he refused to get help to keep a job. Like, it was either be a performer or get the surgery and go back to your farm. There was no other thing. He didn't do anything else, you know? Oh. And to me, he was larger than life. And I've already told you my stories. And
yeah, of course.
One of my first wrestling VHS tape was Andre. My first wrestling match included Andre. Just seeing him in person was like, it was just, I'm on another planet. It's like, he was larger than life, man.
You know what was my favorite piece of footage on that documentary? Him in France. And then they were trying to get him inside of a Mini Cooper or a Fiat.
Yeah.
And then you just think about this. Just think about this for a second, guys. Think of a man who's 7'4", 7'2", whatever they were saying, and almost close to 500 pounds trying to fit in a Mini Cooper or a Fiat. Think about that for a second. The man, it's like what he said in the documentary. They have everything for they had everything for retards. They had everything for paraplegics,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have anything for big men.
Right.
Just saying, they have everything for blind people.
Like the saddest part was when Tim White said that they were on a plane and he couldn't fit in the bathroom. They had to put a curtain over him, and he had to pee in a bucket,
and then they had to dump it out. That's sad.
Yeah,
it's really really sad. I feel bad for the guy.
It's Andre.
And it's the name, why Andre?
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm not. That's not the reason why I'm named Andre.
I'm pretty sure that's not the reason.
Yeah, because my parents were not fans of wrestling at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And then, of course, the final match, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
I was supremely pissed off at this match.
Yeah, this would put Choppy over the top. Like, he was, you were full of piss and vinegar the whole day.
And it's not because Roman lost. I like Roman Reigns. Phil likes Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we're still relegated to a part-time champion.
Well,
I can't stand it.
Almost immediately, it was released by WWE that he signed a contract. And
He signed a dual contract with UFC and WWE. So you mean to tell me this fuckface is going to hold on to the belt for another two more months until the Greatest Royal Rumble, just to drop the belt to Roman Reigns?
Well, the Greatest Royal Rumble's in 2 weeks.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's in
there. Oh, sorry. I thought...
Yeah, we'll be in Queens that day, but...
Yeah.
But...
Do you think he's going to drop the belt to Roman Reigns there? Because they're saying he is.
I'm going to say yeah.
God, from
your... In the cage.
From your mouth to God's ears, I hope you're...
In the cage.
Fucking right.
In the cage.
I'm so done.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love Brock, but I agree with you, partner. I'm pretty much done with him as well. One more thing I want to talk about. Well, you have anything you need to bring up besides Mania? Was anything else news?
Oh, I just wanted to wish a nice early happy birthday to my wife,
which is not tomorrow, right?
It's going to be Sunday.
Sunday.
So, and if you guys want to say wish her a happy birthday, she's under L Woods on Facebook. She plug. And that was pretty much it. Happy birthday, babes.
Happy birthday, baby. We love you.
Yes, we do.
We love you very much. Thank you for supporting us.
Can I just say one more thing about NXT before? I know we talked about it already.
Well, I was going to bring up NXT, yeah.
That title's fucking beautiful.
The North American title.
I fucking love that
belt. I told you I got an Undisputed Era shirt, right?
You did?
It's right next to you.
I didn't know you got it.
Yeah.
I thought you just got the Flair in that one.
No, they were on sale. They were all on sale clearance. I got this one. I got the Flair one.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that Roddy's part of the crew?
Yeah. I had to.
Man.
Yeah, I had to.
I'm thinking now, is he really part of the crew?
Yeah, he's really part of the crew.
Or is this a storyline?
Either way, he's part of the crew, so I'm invested now. Either way, I don't give a shit.
Dude, they did such a great job.
I know, I'm happy for it. I'm going to watch it, and I got the War Game shirt, too.
No, you got to say it right.
It's the War Games, if you will. It's the War Games.
War Games!
It's the War Games, if you will.
Love it.
And then they did not keep War Machine's name, who made the debut on it.
I'm okay with War Raiders.
War Raiders is fine.
I'm fine with it. They were fantastic.
They beat up the heavy artillery guys.
I like heavy artillery. What about my man?
I do. I like those guys.
The Dojovic? Is that how you say his name?
I think so.
Does the worm and then drops the elbow?
Here's something else I heard about NXT. That they're thinking about having Bray Wyatt run Sanity. And they're gonna bump.
What?
And they're gonna bump Sanity up to the main roster.
What?
It's only a rumor. I can't confirm.
That would be so dope.
I know.
I'm down for that.
I'm down for that too.
Hell yeah, do that.
Now you give Bray Wyatt a crew,
a new crew,
and it would be you can run with it,
and a younger crew, a better crew. Oh right. My god, that's amazing. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I like to see Killian Dane and what's his face.
Killian Dane's a monster
on the main roster.
I
love
him. Alexander Wolf. I'm still not sold on him. But my girl, Nikki Cross.
That's my girl,
she's
man.
She's awesome. She's an awesome talent.
She's my future baby mama right there.
She's your future ex-wife.
And I don't like small girls. I just want to do terrible things to her.
She is awesome.
She's a fucking spark plug, man.
She's awesome in the
she's
ring.
She's adorable. And she could work, too. She bumps like it's no... She Ricky Morton bumps, bro.
She bumps like a dude, bro.
She bumps. She Ricky Morton bumps. We got Ricky Morton reference in for and he's on a pay-per-view tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Jesus fuck.
I know. So that's basically it. There's no other news per se.
How about this? I am done watching WWE until Triple H takes over, because I'm done. I can't watch it anymore. I'm watching NXT and 205. That's it.
Yeah, we all say this, and then we watch it anyway. So.
No, I'm just going to keep up. I'm just going to watch the clips. I can't watch a full... I can't even watch a Hulu episode anymore, man. I'm done. I think I'm just going to watch my NXT and my 205 live, and that's it. I'm happy with that. NXT is fantastic, bro. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. What about No Way Jose debuting on Raw?
Guys, stop with the Adam Rose references, too.
Yeah, who says that?
Everybody was saying it online.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. It's stupid.
First off, I hate No Way Jose. I think he's just terrible.
I think he's good. He's big. He can work. He can dance.
Did you listen to Wrestling Soup at all?
No, I downloaded it to my phone. I'll listen to it on Monday.
So, Joey says, you know, his promotion that he works for in New England?
Big Time Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're thinking about coming up with a gimmick kind of like similar to No Way Jose, but calling the guy How We Do It, and then playing Montel Jordan.
Yeah, that's
this, and then the guy's name.
Genius.
It's fantastic.
Genius.
It's a genius move. I'd love to see that. Joey's a fucking genius, dude.
Joey's a funny dude.
Genius.
They support us. We love those guys, too.
Oh, I love Mish.
They always mention us, and Mish is always showing us love, so thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, they brought us a lot of fans. So
yeah, I love those guys. They're great.
So did DT, Kevin Castle, the Wizards, they all brought us fans. We are very appreciative.
Did you listen to the post show for those guys?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I'm throwing props to my man, Draper. John's a good dude.
John is awesome.
John's funny.
Fucking love him.
You could tell he's Kevin's brother. He's in the same mold. Older fan like me, like older fan like them. Like
he's not that much older than you, right?
No, not at all.
Maybe like 2 or 3 years?
If that. But those guys are on point. So we are very blessed to be surrounded by amazing people.
Absolutely.
The Wizards had a great show the other night. Like it just, I almost feel not worthy sometimes. But we are surrounded by our peers doing wonderful things. So just check them out. I know we plug them every week, but seriously, they keep us motivated, put it that way. Besides us doing the show and besides us having great fans as well.
I mean, especially, you know, like Tony. I mean, I talk so much shit about the product sometimes, but then he kind of like, chill out, relax. You know, it's going to change eventually. Don't worry. It's not going to be like this.
I've been telling you the same thing.
It doesn't work. Fuck this product, man. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Who runs this fucking company, man? A bunch of fucking retort mongoloid jamooks? God damn it. They suck.
Okay, terrific. Okay, terrific.
I'm really.
And before we go to break, I just want to mention that 21 years ago today, ECW's first pay-per-view.
I was 13, dude.
And I got a clip from that show.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God!
That's from Bailey Legal.
It is.
Who
was your favorite match of that night? I think you said this.
Taz and Sabu.
Yeah.
And he eliminated his fucking...
Destroying the Dudleys? Oh,
to Joel Gertner.
Destroyed him. I love it.
Love you, Joel. Joel actually played that gif of him getting total eliminated.
Yeah.
I was like, yes!
Man... That pay-per-view was so fucking good.
I remember sitting in my living room with my stepdad, and I'm just looking at him going, this is a big deal. And he's like, yeah, they finally got their deal. And I'm like, yeah, I know it's 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, but they finally got their deal. ECW, just amazing.
Did Shane fight Chris Chetty in that one?
I think, I forget, but I have to look it up.
Yeah, I forget. It was a good match. It was still good.
All right, listen.
Anyway,
we got to take a quick break, plug our friends. I'm gonna feed Choppy, and I think that's it. I have no other news. You have any other news? We talked about Andre, talked about Mania, talked about NXT.
You just blew my mind with that news with Wyatt.
Yeah, I read that.
That's amazing.
I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying it's a rumor.
It doesn't matter. If it's true, it's amazing.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on rantemradio.com. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the fans, it's the chat room, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher.
It's my ball sack.
It's your ball sack. Okay, terrific. And we shall be right back.
Yes.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself
right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dome, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
You gotta see these two knuckleheads doing the shuffle over here.
Yummy.
Alright, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live in the Rant.
Live! Dead air?
No.
No. What's that? We have a visitor.
Yeah.
We call him the hammer.
Pest control.
The human garbage disposal.
Yeah.
The machine that is the hammer.
The McDonald's God.
The McDonald's God? I wouldn't brag about that.
Dude.
McDonald's is pretty bad for you, although it's delicious. It's pretty bad for you.
Giant pretzel. Hot dog. Like 20 french fries. And 10 pieces of chicken nuggets.
By the way, who eats a double fish sandwich?
He does.
You fatty. This kid, when he turns 30, I'm telling you right now, he's going to eat you out of
my house. We're going to give him a bar mitzvah, and we're going to give him a regular party. We'll give him a bunch of parties just to celebrate all the food.
Oh, wow.
Just give me 2 bags of ramen, and I'm good.
2 bags of what?
Only 2? How about give you like 10?
2 bags
okay, terrific.
Hey, Mikey. Shia Lin from the Shaolin says hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, gorgeous.
So.
Anyway.
WWF.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do it the right way.
Sorry.
Drop the F out. It's WWE.
Who cares?
And now, here is your throwback of the week.
Ooh.
Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
I'm all tingly inside.
Mmm. The Mucho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. Does not like this one.
He's a pain in the ass. He really is.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Why, thank you, Mean Gene.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Was it 10,000 in attendance?
April 26, 1998. 21-4.
Sorry.
So WrestleMania is in the rearview mirror. The Austin era has officially began, and we're in full swing. There's a couple of firsts on this card I want to bring to your attention.
Please. Please do.
This was the first time the Scratch logo was used.
It was, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
On a pay-per-view. It was also the first Inferno match.
Yep, correct.
It was also the first evening gown match.
Correct.
And it would be the first Unforgiven ever to take place in the month of April.
I tell you.
So they opened up with a video package focusing on Kane and Taker. A little more than the WWE title picture at this point.
Yeah.
Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler are in attendance as commentating team, and of course the WWF blimp is in effect. If you, oh, you don't remember because you weren't around. This is like 11 years, but you were minus 11 years old. This was
who sponsored the event, by the way?
10-3-2-1. Yeah, yeah, yes. Thank you.
I've seen a couple of pay per views where like they panned the. Where they pan the camera up and like you can see the blimp flying.
The blimp, yeah. Mm-hmm. Karate Fighters. Yeah. A lot of sponsors.
Karate
StrideX. Oh. 1010-220. 1-800-COLLECT.
How about Oxy-10 sometimes?
Oxy-10, yeah. Yeah, a couple of things, though. This was... by the way, before we get into it, Jerry Lawler had a stroke last week.
Yeah, dude!
And then fought Joey Ryan at WrestleMania weekend.
Why, Jerry?
I don't know.
Jerry, you had a heart attack, then you had a stroke. Stop! You don't have to wrestle anymore.
Insane, right?
I understand if you love wrestling, but Jesus Christ on a cracker. Why?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Too bad Pastor's not in the house.
No.
Jesus!
There it is. Oh, boy. Anyway, you know what? I watched this twice.
And you watch this twice?
Yeah, because...
Okay!
On mute.
Oh!
Because I was at work. What are you on about? You picked this throwback, and you're making the faces.
Because this is the first time I've seen it in, like, 15 years.
It wasn't as bad as you think it was bad, though.
It wasn't that bad, but...
All right, let's get into the first
match. It was the opening match. Rock, D'Lo, and Mark Henry of The Nation.
This was Farouklus.
Farouklus Nation.
They just kicked him out.
Because The Rock
took over, right?
Yep, okay. And then you had a Mr. Godfather in the ringside area.
Yeah.
Going up against Ken Shamrock, Farouk, and Steve Blackman.
Yeah. I like Steve Blackman.
Blackman was great.
Yeah.
It's just too bad he didn't get a better shot.
Well, he wasn't, you know. I like the ending of this, though.
Yeah, please.
At one point, Blackman takes the heat for what seems to be going on far too long with The Rock doing all his spiel. Then he gets the hot tag to Farouk, gets his hands on The Rock. Everyone's fighting outside. Farouk comes back in, hits the,
Dominator,
power slam he had.
The reverse power slam.
13 minutes, I'm not getting back. Too long, I thought.
Yeah, a little bit. For an opener, it was kind of long, but it's fine. It was
nice seeing The Rock like start his run. This was his coming out.
By the way, did you hear that reaction he got in the crowd? He was getting fucked.
He's hosting that thing on April 27th. You know?
Oh, great.
The 50-man battle royal. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why they would compete in a country where women aren't allowed to fight. Makes no fucking sense. And they put so much emphasis on the women's division. Alright, never mind. I'll save it for another episode.
Another political thing.
Austin comes out, demands the timekeeper into the ring with
him. That was great.
Timekeeper rings the bell early, so Austin threatens if he does it again, he's going to hit him. I don't like promos on pay-per-views, but this was good.
It was fun.
I enjoyed this. This was a fun match.
European title match was great.
European Championship, Triple H, the game. And the ninth wonder of the world, China. Against the King of Hearts.
The Blackheart.
The Nugget.
The last thing I remember about this match? It's when he gets screwed, and then he's like, you know, things have to change, man. This is bullshit. And JR's like, hey!
So, let's see. Let's get into this real quick. So, Owen's got him locked in a sharpshooter.
Yep.
Just as the cage lowers.
Yeah, I wonder who did that.
Right. Allowing China safely to hit the floor. It was that damn road dog messing with the controls.
Fucking the roadie, Jesse James.
The distraction was enough for the ref to miss Owen hitting Triple H with a pedigree. X-Pac runs in and lays out Owen with the fire extinguisher.
By the way, he wasn't even known as X-Pac yet. He was still known as The Kid, because they hadn't come up with a name for him.
Correct. So the future game could retain. He wasn't the game either.
No, he was still Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
That's right. Your winner. No, he didn't have the British accent anymore. He wasn't. He was just a snob. Your winner and still champion at 12:38 Triple H.
Good match. I enjoyed it.
I like their WrestleMania match more, if that makes sense.
I agree with you. Their WrestleMania match from 14 was very, very good. I agree.
If you want to really just, I mean, you want to cut it down, and you know, if you want to dissect it like we do, and I don't want to bore the audience with that, but after the match, Owen's interviewed.
It was fantastic.
Enough is enough. A change.
It's bullshit.
The promo. The NWA Tag Team Championship.
Bombastic Bart and Bodacious Bob, whatever the fuck their names were.
Bodacious Bart Gunn and Bombastic Bob Holly, the new Midnight Express, with Jimmy Cornette, the champions against Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll.
Way over
the see what music they got?
No, I don't remember the music.
They gave him the Rockers music.
Way past their prime. They should not be wrestling and whatever.
This was... maybe I'm wrong, but I saw fans getting up going to the bathroom.
No, you're right. The match sucked.
Yeah.
You know why the match sucked? Because nobody gave a shit about any of these wrestlers.
The crowd did not react. The crowd didn't know who anybody was.
No, of course not. They were like, who the fuck? Is that Bob? Is that Spark Plug with blonde hair? Yeah, it was. Sorry, guys. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, the New Midnight Express retained. This was painfully terrible, boring. No personality anywhere in this match. The Rock and Roll Express are a great team, but this was just like a thing where they fed them to this. I don't know what the fuck that was. I have no idea what that was. And then seeing it again was like, oh, man, I forgot about this crap. Thanks, Choppy. I must have said thanks, Choppy, like 4 times this week.
You're welcome. That's terrific.
Evening gown match.
Well,
Luna Vachon with
the artist. This kid is great.
He didn't know how Goldust became Tourette's.
Yeah, he didn't know how he became a fucking mongoloid retard.
I showed him the video when he electrocuted him.
Well, Evolution destroys him. And then and you would think that WWE would make it into a serious angle. No, they made him into a stuttering, bumbling idiot.
No, the best was when Stern had him on the show. Seeing Luna Vachon in the evening gown kind of freaked me out a little bit.
She had some tremendous cans, by the way. I'm sorry, I know they were fake, but still. I mean, she had, really nice tuna cans, just letting you know.
I'm sorry. Okay, terrific.
Ooh, Lordy.
Weird to see. The crowd was more into Sable, obviously.
Of course.
Sable rallied, and Mark Merrow showed up, distracting her. Luna stripped Sable. And her boobs looked absurd. I wrote, her boobs looked absurdly huge here.
I mean, she was wearing a push-up bra. They're already big as it is. I mean, like...
Yeah, for some reason, it was 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
Should have been longer.
Sable was mad that she was stripped and attacked Luna after the match. Didn't want to, you know... this is more time for promos as Vince McMahon, the Briscoes...
And the Stooges.
The Stooges.
Forget the Briscoes. They're the Stooges now.
The Briscoe and Patterson duo. I meant to say the Stooges instead of not the Briscoes. The Briscoes are in ROH. Briscoe and Patterson come out. They are saying nothing of importance. Vince promises that he's not there to, quote-unquote, screw Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Let's see. Your next match was for the WWF Tag Team Championships.
The Outlaws.
Oh, you didn't know? The New Age Outlaws defending against LOD 2000 with Sonny. The worst combination of LOD ever.
Nope.
The Outlaws brought out Dean Smith, but it was just a blow-up doll with the University of North Carolina. Anybody who knows... look at this Michael's new shirt.
A cup of haters.
Look at that shirt. That shirt's awesome.
That's fresh.
He got it for $2.
For $2, it's a fresh shirt.
We got a couple of haters.
That's great.
Now what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
That's awesome.
Put that cigarette out.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
Where'd you get that shirt from? Where?
WWEshop.com.
No.
I got it from a Negro.
Anyway. This was bad.
The LOD is so past their prime. It's just, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. So Billy Gunn used the title for offense, but LOD no-sold it for the most part. Hawk hits a German, gets the 3 count, or so we thought. The Fink announced that the Outlaws were still tag team champions since both guys had their shoulders down at the same time. 12 minutes, 13 seconds. After the match, they murdered the referee, gave him a doomsday device.
At 12 minutes, I will not be getting back.
What?
I will not be getting those 12 minutes back because I have to watch that.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, those are nice.
Yeah. Couple haters. The recently returned Jeff Jarrett is out to perform. Tennessee Lee, which is Colonel Robert Parker. That's Dave Powers, the legitimate
uncle. I love Tennessee Lee.
Jarrett performs with his band. Steve Blackman shows up and attacks Jeff Jarrett, but takes a guitar to the head from Lee and then puts on the figure four, which is pretty dope. That's J-E-double-F.
J-A-double-R-E-double-T. It's Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Tennessee Lee did it the best, though, the way he did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Mega Powers' illegitimate uncle.
Oh, there.
The Inferno match.
Oh, this match was okay.
The visual of the ring surrounded by flames was pretty cool.
It was cool. Right? I'll give you that, but it's such a boring match because the guys have to be careful not to get seriously injured in this match.
Yeah, this is an FMW where they roll over in the flames and, you know, they don't care.
Yeah, of course, over here it's not the same where they just try to be careful not to get burned alive. So,
the match went almost 16 minutes, believe it or not.
Yeah, too long. It should have been 10.
So at one point, King gets tossed outside. He's trying to walk, but Vader shows up to stop him. All right?
Yeah.
They had a match at the next pay-per-view, which we'll probably do next month. As they got near the ring, Taker got to do his awe-inspiring dive onto them, which is probably the coolest moment.
That's probably
match.
The best part of the whole match. Yeah.
Yeah. Undertaker went after Paul Bearer, eventually getting hit with a drum from the Jarrett concert.
Yep.
So back at ringside, Taker hits Kane with a chair, backing him into the flames where his arm caught fire, and he's a winner. Again, this match now was better than their Mania match. And I say that not because of the visual, but I thought that Kane did a better job of selling and did a better job of performing in this match.
Well, we also got to keep in mind that the reason that he did a better selling job is because you got to they're using the fire, and they have to I think you're trying to give him they were trying to instill some fear in Kane, because keep in mind Kane was burned alive when he was a child in storyline, so that's probably why he was selling a little bit better in this match. I think WrestleMania's match was, in my opinion, was better, because that spot where Kane kind of like throws Undertaker into the announcer table, I thought it was pretty well. But if you know, to each his own.
And another thing, you gotta have some kunyans to do this.
Big time, dude. Could you imagine trying to actually be like, hey, we're going to burn your fucking hand off right now.
By the way, we're gonna just surround the ring with real fire. And we're going to have you wrestling.
And then one of you guys are going to get burned. And you're like,
Yeah. Okay.
No.
No. Guys wouldn't make that risk now.
Could you imagine if they went up to Stone Cold at the time? Like, hey, we got an idea for you.
No, Austin would do it. But if you went up to, let's say, Dean Ambrose now, who was a hardcore wrestler almost his whole career... He'd be like, nah, no, not so much.
No, thank you.
Seth Rollins, no.
I think Brody would do it. Brody Lee, which is Luke Harper. You don't think so?
No. I don't think any of these Jay Brons would do it.
Okay.
This is the Attitude Era. This was the time where everybody wanted to put their hand up and go, ooh, 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 let me be the guy.
Ooh! The way you... They didn't go, ooh, ooh, they're like, ah, 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 ah. Oh, my God.
Fuck it.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
The hat.
Okay, terrific.
What?
You gotta put the Dusty Rhodes hat thing.
What, you like this hat?
You like this hat?
Where's my hat? Where is it? Where is it?
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's my lie.
The best part of the clip. Sure do. I love it.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's my lie.
That's great.
Oh,
dear Christ on a cracker. That's funny.
Moving right along for the WWF Heavyweight Championship of the World.
This match was fucking great.
Stone Cold Steve Austin defending against Dude Love.
Ooh, have mercy!
Have mercy! This was good, man.
It was very good. And the beating.
What are you doing? What is that hat?
Is that a Carmella hat?
You like this hat?
You better like this hat.
You better like this hat.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
But, what do you call it? The beating that Dude Love took in this match, being thrown onto the cement floor.
Michael's wearing a leopard printed hat.
God bless him.
And if somebody puts their hands on it.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
On the side of your face.
I'd rather tip my hat to a Jezebel on the street.
A Jezebel. I love that word.
Yes, Austin.
Get WWE 2K17 and you can play that match for yourself.
Mr. Plugman over here, look at this.
You don't have to plug, they don't pay us.
They don't pay us for that, dude.
Okay, terrific.
Plug ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yeah, slash Turnbuckle Throwbacks. That's who you should be plugging. Don't God plug those.
Damn it.
J-Brones.
Yeah, they put on a terrible WrestleMania.
So Vince sits ringside at the match.
It's fantastic.
And the last time he sat ringside was Survivor Series.
Correct.
So he was, you know, nailed everything in the match. He was good. He got it. Austin chasing him down the aisle, giving Dude Love an opening. Dude applied an abdominal stretch, and Vince shouted for the bell. That was hysterical.
The ring, and the guy looks like an idiot. I was like, ring that bell when the boss tells you to ring it, goddammit.
Foley wasn't done, obviously. Austin suplexes him outside, and his legs get banged into the steps. Of course, it's the Attitude Era, so we have to have a ref bump. Dude gets the mandible claw on Austin, but he fights it off. They move outside to the ring where a chair comes into play. Yo, no fooling. This was good, though. This gets better. Austin hitting, hitting the dude's face twice before picking it up and going back to whack at him. Vince was trying to lift dude up and ended up taking a brutal chair shot of his own.
That chair shot that he gave Vince? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Vince ate more of that chair than he wanted to.
Wow.
And then Austin, of course, nails the stunner on Dude Love inside and counts to three himself. And as Dean played, however, he actually lost by DQ.
But you got to keep in mind that at this time period, Austin had a broken neck. And most of his matches had to be brawls. They couldn't be technical wrestling clinics.
Cutting had a broken neck and he won the gold medal.
Yeah, true. You know what? We talked about Mick Foley. You and I had talked about Mick Foley, I think it was last week, off air, how his influence on this era kind of put a lot of guys' careers, like, skyrocketed them. Austin, Rock.
He used his body for everybody.
Taker,
yep.
Kane, everybody, Triple H, all these guys that became main players.
It's because of Foley.
Was because of Foley.
Foley was a tackling dummy for these guys.
Yeah.
He was like, just think about this for a second. The Rock goes up to Foley, and he's like, so, yeah, I'm going to hit you 15 times with a steel chair with your hands handcuffed behind your back. And Foley's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Really? I mean, yeah. He was, God bless him.
So, a couple things, like, I got from this. You know, this was definitely an indication of the Attitude Era.
Uh-huh.
Very fair amount of story advancement, a great main event, good storytelling, I wrote. Everything before the final match could have been an easy skip. Even the Inferno match was not necessary, but it was just for visually, I guess it was appealing, you know. There was some... I took novelty in seeing Triple H and The Rock months before their star breaking. I don't like promos in the concert, but again, necessary. Sometimes you have to put bad shit. Sometimes when you try to force 5 pounds of shit in a 2 pound bag and the bag starts to split, that actual split is still holding the shit together. It's that. When you're watching like 5 hours of New Japan, right? And in between all the strong style matches, you get that junior heavyweight match with Ospreay or Marty Scurll, or you get that stiff match with Goto and Ishii. Like, there's something for everybody. The Attitude Era, there was something for everybody. There was TNA, and I don't mean the wrestling. There was TNA. There was comedy. There was ultra violence. There was slapstick comedy. There was so many elements in from 1997 to 1999, maybe even 2000, there was elements of all of that. And it still told a good good story enough for guys to progress in the wrestling business.
I mean, look what happened to the Attitude Era. Look at the guys that came out of the Attitude Era. You had The Rock, who's like one of the biggest Hollywood stars right now. The Attitude Era made him, if you think about it.
Foley's crippled, but he's still...
But he's crippled. However, he's a multimillionaire.
And he made a lot of guys.
And he made a lot of guys. Austin. Multimillionaire.
He's still doing big things. Triple H now runs part of the company.
Triple H is now the owner... pretty much almost the owner of the company. Who else did he make?
Kurt Angle still has a job. Taker technically still has a job. Kane is running for mayor in his town.
Yep.
Like, there's so many guys that... Goldust cleared his turrets. I'm talking about main players, not the mid-card guys.
Hmm.
Right? So, but you take these guys and you look back and you're like, wow. If it wasn't for cards like this, none of these guys would be in the positions they're in.
Which other guy he really made as well? Was JR.
Yeah.
Remember the interview that he did with JR? He puts the mandible claw in JR's mouth.
All those guys beat up JR
in
interviews. Triple H hit him. He slapped him. Austin stunned him and beat him up.
I remember Triple H actually in storyline broke his arm before the Austin fight.
Yeah,
at SummerSlam, I believe. Because people were kind of people were somewhat cheering him a little bit, and they were hoping that he was going to win the title at SummerSlam 1999, and turned out it didn't happen. But they were trying to gain some heat with Triple H, so they had Triple H attack Jim Ross, and that was it.
By God, he broke my arm.
Ooh, Kane said, that's right, Kane said JR on fire at one point.
Yeah, again, like, and it of course it helped that WCW was on fire. You know, that fueled the whole thing, you know?
At this point, WCW was still doing pretty good. And it wasn't until maybe like, wow. I would say by like, 2000? No, not even. I would say maybe by like even September of 99, it was a done deal. Like, WWF was way ahead of WCW by September of 99, hands down, if you think about it.
Yeah, they started falling apart after the NWO broke up.
Yeah, absolutely, which is,
You know, and this whole year now that we, you know, it's 20 years later. So now we're going to start pulling these cards out between them and WCW. We're going to start dissecting them. We're going to break these cards down, and then you're going to get an idea. I hope you guys go back and watch these as we watch them.
Yeah.
So then you guys can have an idea of what we're doing in terms of telling you 20 years ago this happened. You know what I'm saying? 20 years ago. It's crazy. Kids, these millennials now, they're just reading. Some of these other kids, some of these other fans, weren't even born yet.
See, you guys
don't count.
You like a lot, not just you guys that are a little bit older than you don't know. I'm talking about
the 20-year-olds.
Yeah,
they were born in 1998.
Yeah, the 20-year-olds are born in 1980. You don't, if you're a fan of wrestling, you don't know what it was like to experience this wave.
I met a wrestling fan who was born in 2001. They're 18 years old now.
Oof.
Think about that for a second. They weren't even around for 9/11. They were infants. Think about it. It was crazy. It's crazy to fathom that this was 20 years ago, you know? But it was so important. Like, all it was, you know, even if you didn't like it, like, as a wrestling fan, like, some of the stuff I can care less about, it was funny. But some of the, I was really deep into ECW at this point, and I was hoping that this was, and that this whole fight started, I'm like, this is great. But when you're watching it, and then you go back and watch it now, you know how necessary this was. Like, Vince pulled every single card. Had to. He felt like, you know what? I'm making it or breaking it. And he didn't let Ted Turner or Bischoff deter him from anything.
Exactly.
He went balls in and basically took care of business.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be honest, people. A lot of these matches in 98 and 99 were not the greatest matches in the world. It was just the story behind the matches is what made it great.
Stories. All you needed was a story and a hot main event.
And that's it.
That's all you needed.
Yeah, I agree, Mongo. You could drop in and out and still have fun back then. You know, I mean, if you missed, like, for example, if I missed a week of wrestling back then, oh, it would kill me. It would absolutely kill me if I missed a week of wrestling.
Yeah, and the internet was in its infancy, so there was not enough information for you to be like, oh, let me look online, let me check my phone. No one had phones.
You know,
and if you did, they would connect to a wire.
You know,
bag.
What do you call it, in the Attitude Era? You know what? You know where I was at? I was at the debut of Justin Credible's WWF debut at the Continental Airlines Arena.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was just like, holy shit, that's Justin Credible running into... Like, everybody was jumping, dude. If you were able to witness the, you know, the jumps from... Oh, yeah, Choppy Choppy, your pee-pee was over, dude.
Yeah.
That was funny stuff.
His gimmick was over, too.
Oh, Val Venus? Oh,
yeah.
The big Valboski? Oh, forget it. He was awesome.
Choppy
Choppy. Choppy Choppy, you pee-pee.
My favorite line that he used to use before the match, he's like, you know, the big Valboski is a lot like cement. You add a little water to it and watch him get hard. That was great.
The big Valboski is like the Rubik's Cube. The longer you play with him, the harder he gets.
Yes, that was good. Oh, man, there's some funny stuff he used. I actually thought that, this is my 14-year-old mind thing, when Triple H turned on DX in 99,
Yeah.
I was hoping that we were going to pick up Val Venus as like the newest member of DX.
He would have fit right in.
I would have loved that to happen, but...
Look at his finishing move. The money shot.
The money shot! That would have been awesome.
The best is my mom.
The diving splash?
He called it the money shot.
He called it the money shot.
There's for adult reasons. Thank God you don't know what that means yet, but... I'll never forget the first time I heard that term, right? My mom and her husband were doing some charity work for the Salvation Army.
Oh, boy.
The local Salvation Army in my neighborhood, right? Uh-huh. And they invited a pastor, the pastor in charge, this guy Craig. He was a huge wrestling fan.
No way.
He was from, like, the South, like North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever. Very naive, very country bumpkin, like in awe of New York, right? So my mom giving him some city life, gave him some, you know, home cooking. You know, my mom took care of him. So he'd come over to the house every couple nights a week. He would eat dinner, hang out with us, watch pay-per-views. And we're all sitting in the living room. And Venus goes to the top rope. And I think it was Jim Ross. So there's Venus going for the money shot. All of a sudden, me, my mother, my stepfather, we all just looked at each other like our jaws dropped. And he's like... Yeah, it's a great move, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man. That was some fun times.
Fun times. This is going to be a good year. If you're a fan of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, or you're a fan of the Attitude Era, this is going to be a good couple of months for you, because we're going to pull out some shit.
I thought you were going to say this is a good, very good year for wrestling. I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
No shit.
I had a friend tell me they thought Val Venus was Rick Rude to the extreme. I don't know. Rick Rude was a ladies' man. Val Venus was a porno star.
I'm going to say this, and guys, don't take this the wrong way. Stop. Stop. That's noisy. Stop. It's in my ear. It's annoying. The whole thing of comparing, I understand.
Whoa there, Nick German. Did you just use the F word?
Nick.
Did you see what he just used?
What did he say?
What up, faggots?
Did he say that?
Yeah! You insensitive fucking prick!
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Jesus.
Nick.
What an absolute asshat.
He's an asshat. You know what I want to get as a soundbite? You choke on knees, slap nuts.
That would be awesome. I was actually watching some YouTube clips of Jeff Jarrett hitting Beetlejuice with a fucking guitar in WCW.
I just saw a video of Beetlejuice calling out UFC fighters. Was smoking a cigarette.
Oh, boy.
I thought he was dead.
He is dead.
He is, right?
He's passed away.
Oh, so that's an old video.
He says that I'm bitter about Mania. I don't know if I'm bitter about Mania. I'm telling you, dude, I was not happy with that whole card. Not the whole card, just part of it.
Yeah, everybody was, not just you.
Yeah, but he's making it seem like I was bitter about Mania. Why? Because Roman Reigns losing? Look, motherfucker, I don't want a part-time wrestler holding that fucking title. And that's that. I'm done.
I actually prefer if Roman won and then Finn Balor beat him.
Huh?
That still may happen.
It probably will happen. It's a travesty that Finn Balor hasn't gotten his rematch.
Listen, I've come to accept the mediocrity that is WWE. Okay?
God bless you.
I have. I will pull out everything positive I feel about it and be entertained. I'm not that discouraged where I have to say, oh my God, I got to stop watching it. I can't. It's not bad enough. And TV is bad enough for me not to go back to anything else. Like, what am I going to watch now if I don't watch wrestling? I watch old TV sitcoms.
Here's an idea. There's NXT.
I watch NXT.
There's ROH.
I watch ROH.
There's
Impact.
There's New Japan.
There's New Japan. There's All Japan. There's DDT. There's NOAH.
There's a lot to watch.
Ton of wrestling.
So can we just... You can stop watching WWE for a little bit.
Yeah, you have that. You're American. You have that option. You're not a cop. This isn't Cuba. You don't have three channels on TV. You know,
Mira, you just saw Fidel Castro, okay?
Yeah, man.
It's okay? Está bien?
Está bien. Chichi, ¿qué día yo?
Sábado gigante, azúcar, con leche.
Salsa con leche.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
Fuck it. Put that cigarette out.
Yeah, Mikey, put that cigarette out. What's wrong with you?
Will you stop?
Chillin's asking, did you guys see the video of Mauro Ranallo going ape shit on NXT TakeOver when he was doing
this? Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
By the way, my favorite bump in that whole card
was that was Gargano?
Powerbombing Tommaso Ciampa on the cement floor. I was like, dude.
Mr. X brought that up to me, too. He goes, the cement floor spot. Like, this
Dude. It was, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I was watching, so I saw the full card this week.
Oh, okay.
At work.
Okay.
Whenever I could. Bro, Tommaso Ciampa was shredded. He was ripped beyond belief. I love the fact that the crowd booed this man. Like, you know how some people just get, you know, some heels get cheered and booed because of their athletic ability?
Of course.
This man was booed tremendously that night. They said, fuck you, Ciampa. You're an asshole, Ciampa. They were chanting everything. And I was like, wow, this guy is a true heel.
Yep.
It was awesome. So I was... NXT TakeOver was really, really good. I was really, really impressed.
As Rage would say, he's like CM Punk.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about that. CM Punk is never going to come back. He's going back to UFC again.
He's already fighting in June. They have second week of June, I think he's fighting. Yeah, he's going to get his face caved in.
Yeah, he's going to get caved in again, and he's going to realize, you know what, guys? I think I got to go back to wrestling at 40 years old. Good job there, champ.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a mistake.
You know, again, and he'll make his way back. They all do, Chops.
I know they do, but if he had just been patient enough, he could have been a part of this wave right now.
We can listen. We're going to have this coulda, shoulda, woulda conversation. And, you know, Punk did what Punk wanted to do. He walked away on top. And he picked he basically...
Did he really walk away on top?
He did.
Did he really?
He absolutely did. Austin did the same thing and then came right back. You know why? Because Austin had the foresight to know his bread was buttered. Punk was like... used every excuse in the book. I don't like the trainers. I worked hurt. I was this. I was that. He made so much of a stink that that doctor they accused is still suing them.
Yep.
Ask Colt Cabana about it. He's not even allowed to talk about it.
That's it. Was he really that bad of a doctor, though? Could he have really been that bad, honestly?
No. I have my theories on that. And I think I mentioned them on a philatorial one time about that. So... I just, again, all these guys that run their mouth, that cry how much they hate the company, they hate Triple H, they hate Vince, they hate the schedule, they all wind up back. They get a Hall of Fame nod, they get the network special, they get figures, they get DVDs, they get book deals, they get fucking podcasts, they get all of it.
One guy in particular that keeps coming up in a lot of conversations every couple of months is Superstar Billy Graham.
Same thing.
My man,
Bipolar
Billy is an excellent term.
Bipolar Billy. He hates them. But then he's like, oh, yeah, brother, I love you guys. You're the best, brother.
Yeah, because he got paid. He got a couple bucks from them.
I got some royalties, brother. That's it. You like my Superstar Billy Graham?
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you. I'm done with those guys. I'm just going to smile and be like, yeah, we'll be back.
What about Royal Warrior Animal? Do you think he'll ever cut the bullshit in his
spirit? Yeah, when they drop all the lawsuit shit. Yeah, look at Billy. Look at Superstar in his pink suit.
Fuck him. I didn't get my fuck you wrestler of the week yet.
You're a cunt.
I am a cunt. I am. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Who is my fuck you wrestler of the week? I gotta really think about this long and hard.
You didn't have one, so just get one for next week.
Okay. I was really upset with the whole WrestleMania.
Yeah, so WrestleMania was your fuck you wrestler of the
week. Yeah, WrestleMania 34. You want to know something? I'll put it up against WrestleMania 9 and 11.
I love 9.
And I'll say that WrestleMania 34 is the absolute worst WrestleMania I've ever seen.
9 was the worst?
No. WrestleMania 34 was the absolute worst WrestleMania I've ever seen.
Oh. I thought 13 for me was bad.
No, it was good. It was pretty good. I think 11 was the worst one.
11 was... Yeah, 11 was worse.
Yeah, but 34 to me was the worst. Sorry, I hated it.
It wasn't that bad.
I hated it. I loved the spectacle of LT going up against Bam Bam, dude. It was great. Yes, that's right. I said yes, 11, Mongo. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
We'll take some quick questions. If not, we're out of here.
Yeah, suck it. Let's go.
Any questions from the fans? Anybody from the chat room? Anybody on social media? You got a quick question for us? If not...
None was not horrible. Nick, are you out?
What the fuck
was that?
That was... Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. That just scared the shit out of me. I lost...
Mike, can you pick that up, please? Yeah. You were leaning up against it, and then you walked away and it dropped. You
didn't make nothing drop.
You did, jerky.
I didn't even make poo drop.
Get out of here. All right, go play in traffic now. You're done. All right, go, leave. Thank you. Drive through.
Mongo said, what's a money shot? That's a question.
Yeah.
A money shot is when you work for somebody and they give you some money.
Yeah, a face full of it.
Yeah. He said, eat a dick, Choppy. 9 was the worst one. Why is 9 the worst?
Yo, 9 was great.
Why? 9 was pretty good,
Nine was the first outdoors one, I think.
I enjoyed it.
9 was JR's debut.
No, 9 was not the first. Wasn't Indianapolis an outdoor one?
No, it was the Dome.
That was a Dome?
Okay. Indianapolis was, yeah. And that was the Dome. I'm sorry, that was the first one outdoors. That was JR's debut with Bobby Heenan.
Yes, it was. In the toga.
Yep. Head shrinkers and the signers.
That was match. Good, great dude. Match.
So.
Shailene just said, I sent a message to Andre's daughter. I will let you know, guys, if she responded or not. Okay. I get a money shot every other week. Oh, wow. Oof. Okay.
Wow.
To each his own, my friend. God bless you.
Wow. I've never gotten a money shot.
Me neither. Fuck out of here. What was so good about 9? It was outdoors and Jerry R. Yes. No, there's a lot that was good about 9.
I liked Yokozuna and Hogan. And
that whole thing with Yoko and Bret Hart, Mr. Fuji.
Mr. Fuji and the fight. Yeah, I loved it.
It was pretty good.
I loved it.
Wasn't Crush on that card, too?
Doink the Clown.
Yeah.
That
was a pretty good card.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the opening match. Is my favorite.
Sunders and the Headshrinkers. Yeah.
They tore it up.
That was pretty good.
It's a good match. Yeah, 11 was terrible.
It was bad, but I still think 34 was a lot worse than 11.
Wasn't 11 with Piper and Goldust?
No, that was 12.
That was 12, right? Yeah.
11 had Salt and Pepa.
That's right, with LT.
With LT.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepa. What a man. What a man he was.
I just love him to death.
Ooh.
Ooh, Lordy.
Lordy.
Heaven knows, baby.
Did I like Salt and Pepa? I think I did a little bit.
Push it. Push it. Din, 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 din,
din, din, din, din, din, din, din. That was pretty good.
Push it.
What about that? Was it the one that was What a Man? When they did What a Man with En Vogue?
Yeah.
Remember that song?
That's when Pep was married to Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
Oh, shit.
She was rubbing him down in the video.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Good, man. Yo, En Vogue can get it, man.
They could.
Oh, God. They're all cute, those En Vogue chicks.
Didn't they do that song for Set It Off with Queen Latifah and...
Clean My Teeth, yeah. And one of the chicks from En Vogue, the one I had the hots for, was in that movie, Juice, I think.
Yeah! She was! Get out of here!
She was, yeah.
Well, that was a good movie, too, Juice. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. You got the juice now.
Ooh, yeah, that was a classic. I saw that on Netflix for the first time.
Did you? Yeah, I saw it in the movies. A
couple years ago? Oh, man, it was great.
Yeah, that soundtrack is dope.
What about New Jack City?
Oh, great
show. That was a great movie. Ice-T was awesome in that movie.
Nino Brown.
Chris Rock, I couldn't stand.
Oh, it's Pookie?
Yeah, I
love Pookie.
Fuck him.
Pookie! Smoking that crack. Stop smoking that glass dick, Smokey.
Why does everyone hate... Listen, you guys can hate all you want. It's your right as an American to have an opinion. But opinions are like assholes, and everyone, and they stink sometimes. I'm sorry.
It's true that.
Unless you bleach your asshole, that's up to you.
Oh, that's got to sting. Oh, God. That's just thinking of that. Just
sorry, I just had to bring that up.
Grosses me out, man.
I am a gross motherfucker, though.
You are.
Questions, you fuck faces. Come on.
Oh, God. He said questions, you fuck faces.
Anything from Mr. X?
No.
Here we go. Fucking... Can I get something from Mongo? Come on, man. You always got good shit.
It's all good.
Hey, you guys got like 1 minute. If I don't see anything on here.
Nah, it's fine. We'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up, dude. It's all good.
Oh, this is a good song.
It is. It's a good song.
This is a very good song.
It is.
Mr. X is watching CNN coverage or Fox News. Okay.
That or he's happy that his Cowboys released Dez Bryant today.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. For a little bit of cap space, they got rid of the cancer in the locker room.
Can you believe that? Why would they let go of Dez?
It happened, dude.
Dez Bryant?
Dude.
Wow.
No one's above the team, man. Remember that.
It's okay, though. Giants will pick him up. I love it.
You know, I can get fired from the show. Anything can happen, you know?
Why would you get... What are you talking
about? I'm just saying. You, there could be a hostile takeover.
Fuck you. You're going to stay here for life, motherfucker. Hostile takeover of these nuts. Get out of here.
He said these nuts. Yes. So we're done, man. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. It's nice to be back at regular time. I don't like doing those Sunday shows. I think I only do them once a year.
That 9:30 show was pretty good, though.
The 9:30 show?
Everyone's in for 9:30, dude.
Maybe we'll go to 9:30.
Yeah. Well, you never know. He's like, Shaylin just said, hey, Phil, how about the Mets?
Yeah, 11-1. They won again tonight. It's too early, man. I can't get excited.
I know it's early.
I can't get excited. There's
like 170 games left over.
Bro, we just lost two catches. One's done for the season. Tore his
How do you tear an ACL catch?
His UCL. His Tommy. He needs Tommy John surgery
again. How the hell do you tear that?
Guy's terrible. And then our backup catcher fractures his hand.
Well, that I can see happening. Why?
So we lost two catches in 3 days. So I'm not. You know, whatever. I'm not gloating. There's 150 games left.
I thought it was like 170.
There's 162 games, so it's 150 games left or something like that, right?
There's a whole lot of baseball.
Lot of baseball left, man. I'm happy that we won. I'm happy that we're moving. The pitching staff's great.
I think baseball's gay.
You're gay. Fucking fagaloo. Anyway.
Baseball's gay.
Anyway, tomorrow, Surfers Comic Book Show. Monday, Will Morgan and the Sports Report is back. Tuesday, another edition of The Shining. We have somebody in the studio, I forget who. Shining Wizards, and then The Rant. Rant Wrestling is recorded. And then, of course, we're back on Friday.
Hey,
what's that?
I'm sorry. Hey, Will, don't be a stranger, my friend. You can text me every now and then. Talk some Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls. RantEmRadio.com for all your back content. Go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. High Spots podcast is Eric Bischoff on this week. Go check that out. So does Shining Wizards. You can listen to that too. And they had a bunch of people on. Tracy Smothers was on last week with them.
What a character. A
bunch of guys. The guy Dante from Clerks called in.
Oh, yeah!
Brian O'Halloran, I think his name is.
Have you ever seen Clerks?
Did I see it? I own it.
Yeah, the first one?
I own that. And the second one, I own the animated series.
Can I just say Rosario Dawson was just prime in the second one? Oh, my God.
27 dicks. Anyway, shout out to Jersey. It's a good... It was fun, though.
Oh, fuck you. You hate Jersey.
I do. But a lot of good stuff came out of Jersey.
Like what?
Kevin Smith.
Harold's.
Choppy. Harold's. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Well, Choppy.
Shining Wizards.
Well, you know, just want to let you know God broke the damn mold.
Right. Frank Sinatra.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was from New York.
Nope. Hoboken.
De Niro.
De Niro. He's not from Jersey.
Yes, he is.
Joe Pesci's from Jersey. He's from Newark. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
You know who else is from New Jersey?
Your sister.
I don't have a sister.
Oh, okay. Forgot about it. Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Yep.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, a lot of good things came out of Jersey. I'd say it's great to be there, but, you know.
It's fantastic. It's the Garden State.
Eggplants. All I think 98% of the country's eggplants come from New Jersey.
Well, we're the shining ones. We're the
no, we're not. We're Termical Throwbacks.
We're the Termical Throwbacks, and we're here from Staten Island, New Jersey.
That's right, Staten Island,
Staten Jersey. The Staten Jersey connection. That's a tag team name,
right? No, it's not. Support all our friends. Go to TermicalThrowbacks.com. Buy a shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TermicalThrowbacks. We're on all the social media gimmicks. Hit us up.
That was classic right there, what you just did. Then you're like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. So on behalf of my idiot partner, Choppy, I'm the impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, admitting you do. I'm reminding you guys, please don't say nothing like that again. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested.
You like that name? You better like that name.
You better like this name. Oh, man. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Never free, never me, so I don't be.